This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered Paul's conviction that he had some more running to do in order to finish the race God had called him to run. That was spelled out in Philippians 3:12 through 14. Paul wrote the book of Philippians about the year 61 AD. Later, he is in prison again and writing a letter to Timothy. Listen to what he has to say in 2 Timothy 4:6 through 7. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Did you notice those words? I have finished the race. God had not sent him to just start the race, nor had he called him to run in the race. He had called him to finish the race. Here he is in prison, facing death, but he is able to declare confidently, I have finished the race. Jesus said the same thing while dying on the cross. It is finished. What his Father sent him to do, he finished. How are you doing in your life's race? Have you had some serious falls and gotten bruised and cut? Are others seemingly passing you by and getting the accolades of the crowds? Are you discouraged and feel like quitting? Well, you're not alone. Others have run with similar pain and agony. Paul would understand, but he would also cry out, I press on toward the goal. Join with others in following my example. Philippians 3:17. Your greatest contribution to the cause of Jesus Christ and the building of his church might be right ahead of you. Press on. It's too soon to quit.